welcome to the show. I am Mark Becker here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we are on the Rational Revolution. I'm so glad you're here, and we're going to go to school here for the next hour, because this is a subject that I find so fascinating, and I know freaking nothing about, and I think we have one of the leaders in the United States that can talk about this like not a lot of people can. So with me today, we're going to get right into it. We have Daniel Olson. He's a returning guest. He was on with, the gal who was egg secretary. But we got him on again because there's a lot going on out there. Daniel Olson is the owner of Forage Innovations. He's a seventh generation dairy farmer. Forage Innovations is the largest forage consultation company in the United States. And this is fascinating. One out of every 11 cows in the United States is under your care.
Directly or indirectly.
Yeah.
We work with
pretty cool.
A lot of cows. That's about 900+ thousand cows.
The city of Milwaukee.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, welcome, dude. I'm really glad you're here.
It's good to be here.
Honestly, one of my favorite follows on social media because, like, it's such, you know, cool stuff, like making a pizza over the fire or posting where your travels and all that. It's so cool. So I enjoy that a lot.
Okay,
thanks. So what I want to talk about is there's a lot of uncertainty in agriculture.
There really is.
And I want to educate the listeners on what's going on. You know, you see all this stuff about, how farms are being impacted by ice and by all. So what's happening right now?
Yeah,
Where do we start?
Okay. Yeah, where do we start? Yeah, I mean, farmers are used to uncertainty, right? Like,
sure.
That's part of the game. Like, in between whether it's markets, whether it's weather, whether it's, you know, they're used to adapting, they're used to a lot of variability. And so that part of the job is not unique. Now, what's happening today, a lot of that is kind of an unforced error, right? Like, so that's an additional stress level, things that they probably shouldn't have to be having to deal with right now. Prices are really low, and a lot of that is kind of hit the media in the last few weeks or month. There's been some really good articles written. And that's nothing new. Like, we've had low prices in the past. Prices for whether it's dairy or grain, that's at a sub-profitable price. And honestly, we had a low prices, especially for like grain, even last year when we had a different presidential administration. What's changed largely is that our low prices have been accentuated, they've been extended because of trade policy. And in a normal situation, when the prices of what you're selling go down, a lot of times demand for those things go down, like fertilizer or seed, and the price of that comes down as well.
Okay.
And that has not happened. happened. And so profit margins, they're non-existent.
Well, so now, and I last time around with the former president, I was going to ask you, did they face some of these things under the previous administration as well?
And that's kind of interesting. So if we think back to the first Trump administration, and a lot of people have kind of short memories and you know, that seems like a long time ago. And the administration started out very similarly, where there was a lot of trade wars started, maybe not as broad or as deep. And I think there can be a nuanced discussion about tariffs and their usefulness, their place in negotiations or protecting certain sectors. But almost without fail, tariffs are bad for agriculture.
Oh, really?
Because what we do largely, it's one of the main sectors that we export. And our prices are so directly tied to the amount of of international sales, that anytime there's any sort of retaliatory tariffs or trade agreements that go wrong or people that just don't like us, it negatively affects dairy. And it did that in the first Trump administration for the first few years. And then, of course, COVID hit and everything fell apart. Now, a lot of farmers had maybe a more positive view of that because there was so much money that poured in after or during COVID, because stimulus money, that farmers actually came out of that time period in a pretty good shape. But it wasn't because of the markets. The markets were pretty awful the whole time. And I'm not sure why, but the Biden administration really didn't back off on they kept a lot of those same tariffs that were in right. place through the Trump administration. And I would say that's a bad thing. I'm pretty much a free market.
Yeah.
But we had some really good years during the Biden administration. Dairy spiked up, whether that was an organic, natural thing, or if that was something that the administration did, I don't know, but we had some really good years. Going into 2024 was a pretty tough year. Definitely things were on the downturn. But normally, like I said, at this point, we would have thought that that we would have rebounded. And that just hasn't happened.
Why do you think the tariffs hurt the dairy industry more so than, you know, a farmer that just does like cash crops or something?
Well, tariffs by themselves, I don't know if they have yet. Actually, they've affected grain farmers quicker than they did dairy. So, okay. So people who like soybeans, where almost half of our soybeans are exported, nearly twice or half of them. And our largest purchaser of them historically has been China. Now they've been trying to get out of trade on soybeans with the U.S. for years. But, you know, we picked fights with Japan, which buys a whole bunch of them, and a lot of other good customers. And so the grain farmers were affected directly and early. Now, dairy is certainly being affected as well. Dairy operations are a little more complex. And so we're being affected by, like, raising prices. So we might buy, I have one of my clients in New York that buys their bedding. They use sawdust shavings for bedding on their dairy cattle, and they buy them from across the border that's 20 minutes away in Canada. And all of a sudden, like overnight, the cost for their bedding goes up by 25 or 50%.
That's hard.
Yeah, it is.
That's really hard.
So there's an excess of dairy or an abundance of dairy products in the world right now. There's a lot of countries that are doing a really good job of producing milk, but in the United States, we're just exceptional at it. We're extremely efficient. We can grow and produce dairy products for a lower price point than really anywhere else in the world. Even with lower labor prices in Mexico or China or whatever, they can still buy it from us at a lower price point than they can afford to grow it.
Wow.
Now, and we can even make money at that price. Now, that's with all things being equal, but right now they're not. Because of retaliatory tariffs, there's 20, 25, whatever it's changing all the time.
But yeah, you can't keep up.
Can't keep up, right? But that certainly has a negative impact on our profitability because it artificially lowers the price for what we can get for our products.
So put into perspective how a mom and pop, you know, seventh generation dairy is impacted by global trade relationships.
Yeah. So tariffs get you two different ways. One, so if you have a pound of cheese and you want to sell that pound of cheese to China, and that pound of cheese is worth $2 a pound in Chicago at the exchange. Well, if China tacks a 20% tariff on that, All of a sudden, our cheese becomes worth $1.60 a pound. They'll still buy it, but they'll only pay $1.60. And so it has, and maybe they'll eat some of it, maybe not, but on the global, but if they want to buy that from us, they have to pay a tariff to their government. And that's the way tariffs work. So maybe they can go to another country and buy it for $1.85. And all of a sudden, like it's cheaper for them. Now, so it lowers the price that we get for our products. Right now, about 20% of the dairy products are exported that we produce every day in this country. But that's enough to totally refix the price point in the for the products that we get. Like, there's a lot of people that say, well, just cut production. Well, we would have to cut production by like at least 20%.
Oh my God.
Before it would start truly impacting the price that we get for our products.
And would that affect the price not only just of what we sell and export, that would cut the price or hurt the price of what we're buying at the grocery store.
Yeah. So it would change, it would make things maybe more expensive domestically, but it also changes the price of what we're getting for our products. So there's that aspect of it, that it lowers the value of everything that we're producing. But it also raises the cost of the things that we need to buy to stay in business. So the things that we buy are our machinery. And because of tariffs, both on production stuff out of and steel tariffs that go into place, all the parts that we buy get more expensive. A fertilizer that we're importing, a lot of that we don't even have domestically, so we have to import it. Mm-hmm. It's getting more expensive.
I'm a business owner too, and the top line number, if that goes down all the while, the bottom line number, the costs are coming back up. You know, you really have not a lot of room to play with in the middle.
No, and for the most part, agriculture works on really small profit margins to start with.
Yeah, it's interesting. In my business, I was helping a gentleman purchase a car right before I got here, and he's a dairy farmer too. And you know, he gave me the big number of what his farm runs off of, and he's like, I make about 20 grand a year. And it's like, what? It's crazy. There's not a lot of meat left on the bone there. No. And if you're getting it from both ends, that's hard. So in, 30 seconds or less on those tariffs, ultimately who's paying that?
Yeah. So, there's two stories. Like, one, it's like, okay, if you're buying a product that's tariffed, you're of course paying that as a consumer. But what it does is, these retaliatory tariffs is what we're dealing with. And that's the real problem right now, that it's lowering the value of everything we have by maybe 20%.
Jeez. We're talking with Daniel Olson. He's a farm consultant here on the Rational Revolution. We're going to continue this discussion right after this. Stick around.